With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Christmas in the Holy Land. A Christmas Eve service at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, one of the few observances held as usual this year. Correspondent Melanie Lidman says it has been unusually somber, with the Israel-Hamas war changing everything.
It was a very quiet Christmas, no celebrations, very little music aside from the national anthem. The scouts had a small processional in silence where they marched with some signs. I counted only a handful of tourists. There was one group I spoke to from Tanzania, another group from Indonesia. Other than that, there were almost no pilgrims from anywhere in the world.
And no nativity scene or looming Christmas tree in Manger Square this year. A senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat say Egypt has advanced a plan for ending the Gaza war. The plan reportedly calls for a ceasefire, a phased hostage release, and the creation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. The proposal, worked out with Qatar, has been presented to Israel, Hamas, the U.S., and European governments. Also at SRNNews.com, Afghan schoolgirls are weeping as they finish sixth grade knowing their education is over. Under Taliban rule, it's unlikely they'll ever step foot in a classroom again. Following the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Taliban announced that girls were barred from school beyond grade six. Wall Street is quiet today. The financial markets closed in observance of Christmas. On Friday, the stock market notched its eighth straight winning week with a subdued finish. It's back to business as usual tomorrow. Wall Street on a typical schedule. This is SRN News. New poll about heaven and hell.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans whether they believe in either place. 71% of adults say yes, they do think that heaven exists. 61% believe in hell. Meanwhile, the survey also reveals that more than one in four respondents are convinced that when people die, they come back. 27% think that reincarnation exists, and that after this life, they'll get another one, and another, and another. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion expected to remain a major issue in politics, policy, and the courts in the U.S. in 2024, even though most of the states that were expected to impose restrictions have already done so. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion-related questions have been on the ballot in seven states, and the pro-abortion side has prevailed in all of them. Legislatures in the East Coast blue states of Maryland and New York already put abortion amendments on the November 2024 ballot. SRN News. Well, you may not know his name, but you're probably familiar with some of his work. Veteran actor Mike Nussbaum has died following a long and fruitful career.
Nussbaum had a prolific stage career and roles in films, including Field of Dreams and Men in Black. He died Saturday, just a few days shy of birthday number 100. Nussbaum was acknowledged by the Actors' Equity Association Union on several occasions in the past few years as the oldest professional actor in the country. Jason Walker reporting.
Americans expected to spend nearly $30 billion on gift cards this holiday, according to the National Retail Federation. Most will be redeemed, but many gift cards wind up forgotten or unused. In a July survey, Bankrate found that 47% of U.S. adults had at least one unused gift card worth an average of $187. More details at SRNNews.com.